from an economic standpoint in that day. He left my mother in a fix, not financially well off, but to the extent that she could send us to school. And she said that my father's death words were to her, educate my children. I've been about Birmingham doing certain types of work. My father ran a transportation system, and he had seen some things that he said he didn't want his girls to do. And so my mother sent us all to school, and we all taught school. And my youngest sister taught in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, and she taught in Detroit, but the rest of us worked here. I'm the only one worked in the county. And my sister Myrtle Bikes and Estelle worked in the city. Mm-hmm. He in Birmingham taught here in the city. And Estelle left and married and went to Memphis, and Myrtle quit at a certain time. And then my mother lived until 1952, and she passed.
Now, do you know how much education they had?
Well, my father came from a very, they were not ignorant people, mm-hmm. not by long shot, really? Intellectually. Academically, they weren't college graduates. Now, some of the people in my mother's family, well, my mother's sister taught school here in Birmingham, mm-hmm. and her other sister, Gertrude, married a dentist, and they lived fairly well. We've always had places to stay. We never lived in many quarters or anything. Mm-hmm. We had a lovely home, and we had our association was the best. Our environment was very good, and of course, we were taught by my mother to, in other words, we had to toe the line. That's all I got mm-hmm. to say. And my mother was a very intelligent woman, very, very intelligent, and she taught us to be above certain things. And my two uncles were, my father's two brothers were preachers. One was named Alan and the other one was O.R. Orange, or whatever his name was. He'd been dead so long. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we lived on 6th Avenue and 10th Street in Smithfield. I was born in Birmingham, around by Parker, where Parker mm-hmm. High School lives today. And we lived in that community, and I stayed in that community until I came over here. I've been over here 30 years. But I was grown when I came in this community, mm-hmm. however, but that's where I came from, Smithfield, and where all my family people were. Now, my mother was a church worker, my daddy was a deacon in 16th Street Baptist Church, and my mother was honored as the oldest member during her lifetime, as the oldest member in the church at that particular time. And they made her picture, and they had a program dedicated to her, and a nice little pamphlet made, which I have mm-hmm. it today, in the form of a magazine light. And she was a Christian woman, and she believed it right. She taught us that. And my brothers grew up, and they didn't go into, naturally, just straight into the field of education, but they had good jobs. Mm-hmm. But all the girls were teachers and whatnot, and so are the grandchildren, all my mother's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, some type of profession. They with the government are either they are in the classroom or different places like that. My mother never had a child. As I want to say it, I don't mean to belittle the thing, but she never had a child to go into domestic work or grass cutting mm-hmm. and things like that. They all have professions, and they're all college graduates and beyond. Every one of them, even the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. And I am a great, 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 great aunt today. And so I'm very proud of all the youngsters. Mm-hmm. I have a niece in Washington. I had two nieces in Washington. My sister's two children, the one Myrtle, she taught me in Birmingham. And she had a daughter named Theodora Wellman. And she was a supervisor of the nursing department in Washington, D.C. What is the name of that school? Oh, I can't think of the name of the hospital right now, but it's very, but she was there. She was her two children, and both of them were Tuskegee graduates, and Howard University mm-hmm. graduates. And she, the Freedman Hospital, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a supervisor at Freedman Hospital, but she died about 3 years ago. She's very young, and she died, but the other girl, Marvine, and her and Beth are still there. And they're doing wonderful work in art, and with the government, and they're well paid. And I have another sister who had a nephew who is